we all know the problems that the hospitals are experiencing with overcrowding and people lying on trolleys. We have 33 today. From October last year, we had 121 in trolleys, and October this year, we have 459. So it shows you the problem that the hospital is experiencing. I asked the question, could they source funding to open up the 20-bed church day ward? And what they said is that they have submitted a proposal under the unmet need and Winter Initiative program. And as we all know, this isn't a winter problem anymore. This last couple of 3 years, it's been a daily occurrence of people waiting beds on trolleys. And I think it's 3 years on that we're still waiting for a Winter Initiative to apply for funding. It's just not good enough.
The other issue is that Galway is one of the three or four other hospitals that regularly is high up in terms of the overcrowding status. Galway also part of the Celta Group, so whatever resources are made available to Celta, Galway and Letterkenny are both going to be competing, presumably, for the same pot.
Yeah, I asked that question. Was this something that the Letterkenny University Hospital was accessing on its own merit? And I was informed that all of the Celta hospitals, all of them, every one of them is under capacity as regards beds and are in need of acute beds. So that's Galway. Limerick today, I think, is the highest, 44, 45. Mayo, Sligo, Portumna, Galway, all are in the same position. All will be putting in for under the Winter Initiative for extra resources to get more acute beds. And I can only imagine that there's a small amount of money in that pot, and when it's spread across all the hospitals in the Celta Group, that we'll get little or nothing, and it will not impact on the people in trolleys and on the staff, who are, I believe, are at breaking point at many of the hospitals. But we have the staff who are at breaking point, and we have people who are waiting in trolleys in increasing numbers every day, and it's, as I said, it's not good enough. And I've been calling, you know, we've had minister after minister, including the current Taoiseach, who said that they were going to turn around the problems in the health service. And like Minister Harris today, they've all failed miserably. And it's time that they either put up or shut up. But we need to get a proper health service that's properly funded. And we need to ensure that our people do not have to lie in trolleys, and that our health staff workers are not put under the duress that they're put under.